Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be with you again. This is my second time being here. For those who weren't here last time I was, my name is Pastor Tyke Miller. I served as pastor at Zion Lutheran Church in Tomball for 31 years before I retired about 8 years ago. So it's good to be with you this morning. May the Lord bless our worship together, and we begin with our first hymn. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent bitter suffering and death,
upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving.
Make melody to our God.
He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth.
He makes grass grow on the hills.
He gives to the beasts their food.
And to the young ravens their cry.
His glory is not in the strength of the horse,
nor in the pleasure in the way of the man.
But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him.
In those who hope in his steadfast love.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God in the lyre. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, it is by your grace that we live as your people who offer acceptable service. Grant that we may walk in faith and not by sight, in the way that leads to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament for today's reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 15. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look toward the heavens and number the stars, if you are able to number them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. This is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. Fear the Lord, you his saints. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. The epistle lesson for today is from Hebrews chapter 11. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For it is the people of old received their commendation. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended into righteousness, God commending him by accepting his gift. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had taken him. Now, before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in a land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him in the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of the heaven, and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the gospel. Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter.
Glory.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do so as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat or what you are to drink, nor be worried, for all the nations of the earth seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with no money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God, Father Almighty. From thence
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's meditation is recorded in the gospel lesson for today from St. Luke chapter 12, verses 22 through 34, but particularly these words. Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." This is our text. In the name of our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, dear Christian friends, think back for a moment to the last time you were given a gift by a small child. Maybe it was a flower that your son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter pulled out of your own backyard and brought it to you and gave it to you. Maybe it was a fishing lure that your child picked just especially for grandpa or for dad. Maybe it was one of those hand-drawn pictures which children paint for themselves, and now they wanted you to have it. Maybe to put it on your refrigerator door with one of those magnets on the kitchen door. The gift itself is not important. The cost of that gift is not important. What was important and what had value that money cannot buy was the smile and the pride and the joy that was written all over that child's face as the gift was given. There is nothing expected in return. There are no thoughts of whether or not it was good enough. There are no thoughts about what that gift might cost. The only thought that is going through that child's mind is, this is mine, and I want to give it to you because I love you. It is a gift given with great joy and great pleasure. Every time I read that verse of today's text, I think of children and their giving of gifts. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." It pleases God to give us the kingdom. Not because we have earned it, because we haven't. Not because we are so good and so great, because we are not. And not because it is an inexpensive gift, because it is indeed a pearl of great price, a price that God paid with the blood of His own Son on the cross of Calvary. But it is a gift given out of grace and love. Your Father in heaven has been pleased to give you the kingdom. God has on His face the smile, the joy, the love of a child giving a gift to someone very special. And that someone special is you. The gift is ours by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. So what does this gift of God and how does it affect our lives? First of all, our text for today tells us to focus on spiritual things. Jesus said, "Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. As God's people, we need to seek God's riches through word and through sacrament. We all know Jesus' parable about the rich fool who has so much riches and so many earthly goods that he could say to himself, "Eat, drink, and be merry." But then God said, "This night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will all this be?" And Jesus concluded his parable by saying that we should be rich towards God. Or, as our text for today says, provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. How do we seek those riches of God? Through regular worship, through regular Bible reading and study, through regular use of the sacraments, and all ways, these are all ways that the Holy Spirit uses to build up our faith in Jesus Christ so that we experience firsthand the forgiveness and the love and the riches and the grace which our God has pleasure in giving to his people. There is no greater treasure on earth than a right relationship with God by grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone. And then knowing that the kingdom is ours will help us greatly in setting our priorities for our lives. Jesus said in the text, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." That which we value most in our lives will be considered our God, our religion. What we value the most usually takes up our time, our talent, our effort, our devotion, and our resources. A prominent theologian from the 1940s, yeah, almost 100 years ago, okay. But a prominent theologian from the 1940s named Paul Tillich said that religion is the one thing which is most important in our lives. Theologically, it was called the depth dimension. And he said if the most important thing in life was a work for a man, then work was his religion. He said if money was the most important thing in a person's life, then money was that man's religion. Whatever was most important in a man's life, Paul Tillich said, that was his religion. What is the most important thing in your life? God has made you his very own as he claimed you by name in the waters of holy baptism. God has given you the kingdom as he forgives your sins through the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Is God indeed first in your life? Do people see, as the Bible says, see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven? Or do they see other priorities at work in your life? Remember Jesus' words in our text. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. What are your priorities? Our text said, seek first the kingdom of God. But then, what about the anxieties and the cares and the fears of everyday life? Do we worry over what we shall eat or what shall we drink? or what we will wear because of our sinful human nature. Sometimes indeed we do fall short of a full trust in God's providence and God's care for us. But God's promise to us is sure. If God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. As sinful people, we all too often doubt that promise. As sinful people, we all oftentimes worry and fret over things over which we have absolutely no control whatsoever. We're worried about the dry fields, but God will send his rain in due time as he sees best for us. We say we need it. God says, wait a little while. God knows what is best for us. As sinful people, we trust our own abilities to solve the problems of life rather than putting things into God's hands and trusting his providence and provision. And for that, we ask his forgiveness. The promises of God are sure. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. And today's text, do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. In the life of the Christian, there is anticipation and expectation as we joyfully watch for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the fulfillment of his promises to us of that heavenly city, which is heaven itself. And Jesus said in our text, fear not, little flock. Fear is built on a concern or an anxiety about the future. Worry is what we're thinking, what might happen in the future that would be bad for us. That's fear. But in Christ, we have nothing to fear, because God has given us the kingdom through his Son, Jesus Christ. Our future is indeed secure. Our confidence, our faith, and our courage are rooted in Christ, in his promises, in his presence, and in his power. Fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. To God be the glory, now and always. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
for faith in the wise and gracious will of God, and power to turn from false belief in our own plans and natural powers. Let us pray to the Lord. For your church on earth, for the seed of Father Abraham, our Lord Jesus Christ, she would be defended against the assaults and temptations of the adversary, and that by your Holy Spirit, your people would live unto righteousness in Christ and shine like stars in the heavens forever and ever. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Christian fathers, that they with faith like Abraham would prize the gift of their children and work in their lives for the good of generations yet unseen. Let us pray to the Lord. For rulers to be granted wisdom, to know how small and fleeting their reigns are, and that they would rule in loving service to those in their charge. Let us pray to the Lord. For those in the midst of tribulation, that they would cast their anxieties upon God, our Heavenly Father, who cares for them in body and soul. Let us pray to the Lord. For your Holy Spirit, that your servants who recline at your table this day would be enlightened by your word as a lamp unto their feet, being dressed in readiness for the coming of the Son of Man, both now and at the end of days, even as he girds himself to serve them with his body and blood. Let us pray to the Lord. Comfort for all who mourn, and for faith to follow the godly example of those who have gone before us and are with Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, knowing that you will hear the prayers of your people and answer us with your mercy, providing all things needful and beneficial to us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your heart. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name evermore, praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took after supper, when he had given thanks, he gave it to them saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Thank you. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace.